them, you take a flashlight after a rain, and you go out in some grass. Now you just have to go to certain places. They're in my yard down here in Schoolhouse Yard, but they're not many. And they'll have, you know, come up out of the hole, and you shine that flashlight on them. You've got to grab them that quick and mash them so hard they can't go back down in their hole. Catch them. But now fishworm, you
how
can
big
take,
are they?
Well, they're something about that long.
And just, 8 inches? 6 inches?
No, about, I'll say, yeah, about 6 inches. And they're not hardly as big around as a pencil. But now these fishworms, and I guess you could do the night crawlers the same way. You can take a fishworm digger, you know, and plug it in the wall, electricity, and stick it in the ground, and rather they come up.
They probably think of more. How about a hard-shelled animal that pulls its neck and legs in?
It's a terrapin.
Now, there's some that like water. You know about?
Turtle.
Okay.
Mud turtle.
Are there any that say, I know there's some that bite, I've heard. They're usually pretty big. I don't know if they're found or not.
I never heard just a turtle. I've heard tell of that, but I've never been on around.
Let's see, there's one animal that, well, it looks like something you see in a seafood restaurant, but you find it's freshwater stream, it's got claws, and when you turn over rocks, sometimes it'll swim backwards.
Well, now a crawfish does that, but I blow a thought there's something else, too, that does that.
How about the animal that, somehow fly around a candle, a lot of times it eats any clothes you have that you've stored in the winter that are made out of wool.
Moths.
Okay. And if you just have one of them, you...
Moth.
Okay. And, now, an animal that, lights up at night and flies around.
Lightning bug.
Okay. Have you ever heard any other terms for those?
Fireflies.
How about a long, thin-bodied insect with a hard little beak and two pairs of shiny wings, and it hovers around damp places and eats its own weight in mosquitoes. And you usually find it around maybe stagnant pools or around water. Very, very shiny.
I don't know.
Almost like a hummingbird, but just different.
I never hear tell of that.
Have you heard of like a dragonfly?
Uh-huh.
A dragonfly?
No, I never heard tell.
A snake doctor? Snake feeder?
No, we used to have snake feeders, we called them. But they was long and flew, you know.
Oh, they flew.
Uh-huh.
Any other terms you've heard for those?
No.
What kind of stinging insects do you have around here? All right, could you just tell me, like, the insect and maybe where you would find them?
Well, now you find them all around your houses if you don't keep them down.
The ones that
bumblebees stained. and honeybees and.
What's the difference in those?
Well, now a honeybee makes honey, you see.
But as far as the way they look.
Well, a bumblebee's a lot larger than a honeybee.
Do they both sting?
Yes, they both sting, but a bumblebee really hurts. And then we've got yellow jackets that they make their nests in the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And something's got a nest right out on my porches, but I can't remember what you call it. And then hornets. Yeah, but this other, I can't think what it is, and it's more here than anything else.
Mm-hmm. How about the kind that builds small paper nests?
Mud daubers is what I've always heard it called.
Sometimes out of mud.
That's all I've ever heard it called, the mud daubers.
How about a wasp?
That's what I was trying to think of.